What is up, Phenomenal Family? I know I normally do an introduction here with the whole theme song and everything, but I actually want to jump straight into part two of my conversation with Sean and Lynette. So here's part two of Pastor Sean and Lynette sharing some timeless wisdom. If you missed part one, please go back and listen to part one because all of these ideas kind of link together. But I can't wait for you to hear the rest of the conversation. So here it goes. Also, before we get started, please listen to the end, because at the end of this conversation, I actually want to share something really special with you all, and just a way for us to actually get to know each other a little better and maybe a chance for some free coaching for you and your family. So stay to the end and I'll see you on the other side.
Same sense, there were times where if she was stuck in processing, then I would come in and be able to add strength to some of the dreams that she had within her. And so don't despise the difference, right? But the difference is for your development.
Yeah, both of you have truths. Both of you have a perspective that's very valid. And so when you cut off the perspective of your spouse, you actually remove part of your 2020 vision, you know? And so we are big advocates, and we tell couples this all the time. Sometimes the Holy Spirit sounds like your spouse.
That's right.
And when you quiet them or limit them or you don't listen to what they have to say, possibly you could be shutting down the wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And so there's just safety in a multitude of wisdom. And so allow your spouse to speak. So we said that we pointed to vulnerability. We're talking about now valuing, essentially valuing and appreciating the gift that is your spouse. The thing that I say about this, and this is something that we really break down within the book, is it's very important that you all establish a set aside time where you all meet to discuss things. And I'm only talking about 30 to 45 minutes. And if you can't do, 30 to 45 minutes a week where you talk about one thing, not everything that's on your brain, not everything you want to fix about your spouse, but just one thing. Hey, can we talk? And we call them appointments. So we set up an appointment with one another. The reason why we call them appointments is because you schedule what matters. If you want to see a doctor, if you want to go to an optometrist or whoever you want to see, ophthalmologist or whatever, you got to schedule an appointment. You can't just buzz up in there and get you an appointment. Why? Because since it's important, they will schedule it. They will carve out time so that they are completely focused on you as their patient. And so spouses need to honor one another's time. Don't just randomly start blurting out stuff that's on your heart, but you set an appointment and you say, all right, no kids, no noise. It's just us. And you have a moment where you say, all right, let's discuss this one issue. We haven't had a date in 2 months. Let's establish where we left off. Let's talk about some of the needs. Maybe the schedule has changed because you got a newborn like yourself and date nights are just off. And how do you reconnect and have romance with an infant? You can figure out a way to be romantic, but if you don't schedule that time and you guys don't get on the same page, then one person can have a need for romance in a place where it just doesn't look like what it used to.
Yeah.
And so now you have to reinvent what that is in this new season.
Yeah. You have a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people are trying to essentially, you know, copy and paste what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your schedule is different. Mm-hmm. You've got more kids, or you work nights and, you know, or whatever, aging parents. So now you're having to split your time between your home and their home to take care of them. You have to establish new habits for this new normal. And most of the time we're frustrated because we're, like you said, we're trying to keep date nights the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're maturing. You know, you're not the same as you were when you first married. So maybe your needs are different. Maybe your desires are different. And so you have to be on a constant train of, okay, let's try this. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Coming together for that weekly meeting and saying, hey, I haven't done this, or we need to do this, or this isn't working anymore.
Right.
And it's okay
to
be able to say, you know what? I used to like that, but I don't like it no more. Let's change it.
Oh my goodness. So I want to recap a little bit here. We talked about appreciating each other's differences, right? And a lot of times when I share this with people, I say, hey, if you look down at your feet, your left and your right foot, if they're looking at each other, they probably look opposite. But here's the thing, they're not, you know, they look opposite, but they're not wrong. They're just different. And if we can learn to walk together, we can probably balance each other out. And so when you look at your spouse, you may think, why would you put the dishes on the left side first instead of the right? Or why in the world do you put the toilet paper this way instead of that way? Or why do you believe what you believe about raising children? Or why do you believe what you believe about how to take care of our parents? That's so backwards, you know, and we throw that word out there as a way of insulting. But I love what Pastor Sean and Lynette are teaching us is that, you know, the Holy Spirit can sound a lot like your spouse. And so they can maybe balance what you're thinking and bring what you're thinking to a fuller understanding. So not that either one of you are wrong, but maybe your understanding might be incomplete without the other one. And so just like you want to dance with two left feet or two right feet, you shouldn't want your spouse to think like you. We said we need to set aside time to talk with our spouse about one thing. Pastor Sean said it's an appointment that we're making and we plan what's important to us. I love that because how many times phenomenal family. I know you're listening right now. How many times do you get into an argument about one thing, but then you end up arguing about like seven things? So it started about the chores, but now it kind of crept on over into something else, and it crept on over into something about the past. And oh, I forgot we never really healed from that thing that we went through it, but we didn't grow through it. And so now we're kind of dancing around seven different arguments instead of taking time to talk about one specific thing. So if you're taking notes, please write that down. And before they move on, phenomenal family, the reason why you need to get this book is because this book is not just a book about tips, right? This book is a tool. And what I mean by that is you can go out and buy a book about how to date, and then you can go out and buy a book about how to be engaged, and then you can go and buy a book about how to go to from, you know, being engaged to being married, and then how to have kids and how to have intimacy with children. And then what do you do when your parents get sick and need to move in? And then you could buy a whole nother book about what to do when someone's job changes. And what you're end up doing is you're trying to strategize around all these individual circumstances, not realizing that all of these are just transitions. And so what Pastor Sean and Lynette have done is they have taken all of these books and said, hey, why don't we give you a tool that you can apply to each transition that you're going through so that you don't have to go out there and buy 10 different books. You can just buy one book and say, thank you for this resource. I know how to transition into marriage. I know how to transition into intimacy with children. So I know, phenomenal family, you probably started this podcast and you didn't have your pencil and paper out, and that's okay. You know, you weren't taking notes. That's okay. But it's saved here for you in this audio file, and they have the book, so you can go back and read the book as well. But we're going to continue on for just a little bit longer while I still have them here before we go into the lightning round. I'm probably going to let them share one or two more things, and I'm enjoying this. I hope everyone else is. So Pastor Sean and Lynette, where do we go from here? We've talked about a lot of things, but what's another idea you might want to just maybe share with us, or just something that's on your mind, on your heart?
Well, first off, I want to bring you on tour with me wherever I go.
That's come on, I'll open up for you now. We gonna move some product together now.
This brother gets okay, and I love your illustrations, by the way. It's phenomenal, dude. You're just a great communicator. So
To God be the glory. Thank you.
Awesome.
I would say one big aspect that we are just, I mean, we always talk about this. Sean and I have very driven personalities.
Yep.
And so if there's a dream or a desire that we have or an idea, we are quick to flesh that thing out, think about it, strategize about it. But most importantly, there's something that we've noticed that's just not in a lot of couples, and that is grit.
Mm-hmm.
Just the desire to be able to put your head down and chug on through this season mm-hmm. of life and do what you got to do to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something we talk about it in the book, but that's just something that we don't see anymore
mm-hmm.
or it's there. It's just not there as much as we used to see back in the day.
People don't activate it. And so I think everybody has, it's like you just said, people have the potential to have that grit, you know, to face whatever life throws at you and say, we're not getting a divorce.
Yeah.
We're not separating. We're going to make it through this season.
We're going to figure this thing out.
We're going to raise these here kids. We're going to deal with this crazy boss, and we're going to deal with this bad traffic, and we're going to go through this pain in our bodies, and we're going to suck it up, and we're going to find a way to make it through this bad boy. Growing up, there were times when if the budget was tight and we didn't have a whole lot of money, we have a whole lot of groceries.
Rice and beans.
Let me tell you something. And we would make them suckers taste so good. You hear me?
You ever had ramen noodles?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Onions, if you got some, and you season that thing up, you know what I mean? You take some leftover chicken and shred it and throw it up in that bad boy. Next thing you know, you got yourself some personalized PF change, you know? And so it's like that grit is that mindset that says, you know what, we'll take what we have and we're going to make this work. And so often we're so consumed by what we don't have. We're consumed by the frustration that we're not there yet. And there is that dream place or that place we aspire for the relationship to be. And it's just frustrating because it's not there yet. And I'm telling you that process of saying, you know what, God, I'll be faithful with the little that you've given me until you make me ruler over much. Lynette and I learned that. We learned that, but we learned it growing up. We went through some things. Our parents were great. They didn't have everything, but they worked really hard to provide what we did have. They taught us one thing. I don't care if you had a pair of jeans from the secondhand store. You were going to iron them suckers. Back in the day, we creased them. You know, you were going to crease them. You were going to get that shirt. If your shirt had a button missing, you're going to figure out how to pin it or button it, you know, sew it back on. But you made it work and you held your head up and you carried yourself with dignity and you represented your name. Right now, we're in the kingdom of God. We represent the name of our Father. And whatever he's given us is good enough and we can make it work. Gratitude goes a long way with grit. When you're thankful for what God has given you, instead of complaining about your spouse or complaining at your kids, complaining about this job, figure out a way to take the job that you're currently on and transition into your own business. You save up while you're working that job. Yeah. That means you may cut back on some expenses. It may mean that you may not be able to go and get diamond necklaces and diamond rings and stuff. You may not be able to get that house right now, but can you clean your own apartment where you're at? You know, can you feel good? You may not be able to go get filet mignon, but can you get a cupcake and go to a park and sit down and have a picnic on a blanket like my wife and I used to do when we didn't have any money? Mm-hmm. We caught the bus when we didn't have a car. We shared the gospel while we were on the bus on the way to go downtown.
I mean, you know, scripture says tomorrow's not promised. And so we believe that you got to live every day like it is your last.
Yeah.
And you may not be the millionaire. You may not have the job that you want. But being able to take time out to appreciate what you have and be grateful for what you have. And then God will see that, God will bless that, and he'll honor that. Mm-hmm. And then he can be able to reward you or open up doors of opportunity. But most of the time, we want handouts. Or most of the time, we want to skip the process and go straight into walking into the blessing. But the reality is, if you skip that grit, if you skip that process, you're not going to be able to have the character or the strength to sustain whatever God gives you. And so in your marriage, don't skip out on the process.
Yeah. And that includes the process of your spouse becoming who God wants them to be. And so if Lynette would have settled or gave up on where Sean was when we first got together, and it wasn't just that she was married to me on potential, but everybody's married by faith. You don't know what you're going to get when you say I do. And so it's a faith walk. At somewhere along the way, I found some things that helped me to grow as a man. And I'm not the same guy as I was at 18. You know what I mean? When we first got married, and thank God for
praise
that.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I needed some growth. But that being said, we both had to walk by faith and we had to learn to honor one another, even though we now had seen our weaknesses exposed. The more vulnerable you become, the more you see of your spouse. You have to be careful that as you see more of who they are, that you don't despise the intimacy now that God has given you through the grace of marriage. The more intimate you become, the more you know the truth about who they are. The more you know the truth about who they are, you may not like what you see. Okay. But there's that God knew that before he saved us, right? And yet he saved us. God knew we had issues, and yet he chooses to call us his own. And that's our relationship is not hinged on the pendulum of performance, but it's based on the fact that we choose to love one another. And so that grit to get through difficult times with your spouse comes from a willingness to say, you know what? I don't like everything about you, but I love you.
Yeah.
I don't like everything about you, but I love you. And I'm with you even through the difficult seasons. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I love that. We're talking about grit.
right? That we need to have a resolute mindset for phenomenal family. Plan B is to make plan A work, okay? We are not flirting with the idea of divorce. We're not flirting with the idea of separation and things of that nature, because here's the deal. If it's on the table, you're going to flirt with it. You're going to look at it when things get tough. And so we need to have that resolute mindset and actually show some grit. Pastor Sean and Lynette also mentioned that all we have is all we need, that God has placed in us the tools and the ability to grow through whatever we're going through. And we can't neglect the process. Lynette told us that we have to respect that process. For those of you who understand the story of the children of Israel going to the promised land, the scripture said they had to go through the wilderness first. Well, why? The scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that I caused you to hunger and I fed you with manna so that you might know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And then it goes on to talk about how they're, when they get into this promised land, that they were supposed to remember the lessons that they learned inside of the wilderness. And so for many of us who are fighting for our marriages to be happy and healthy and holy, don't lose this opportunity to learn through the process of what God is taking you through. Because when you get to the quote unquote promised land, whatever that expectation is for you, there God expects you to remember what it is you learned through this process. Lastly, we talked about intimacy, right? And that as you're getting intimate, things are going to start to pop up. You're going to start to realize, oh, wow, that's an unhealthy habit that you have. I didn't really know about. I didn't know we were both putting our best foot forward in this marriage. And now that foot's, forward, now the other one's going to come forward. And these aren't the best, sexiest, most appealing things about your character. But intimacy is nothing more than into me see. So now that you're seeing into me, I can be fully known and fully loved. And I think that's better than hiding. And that's better than faking the funk and acting like you have it all together when really you don't. God can bless you with intimacy, which is nothing more than into me see. You're seeing into your spouse. And you need to realize that marriage is not based on perfection. Sean and Lynette let us know that marriage can't be based on perfection, that it has to be a choice to actually love somebody despite what pops out from behind the curtain as we're progressing along this journey. Oh my goodness. So I'll be honest, if I talk to them any longer, I'm going to have to pay them to continue to share what they're sharing. I hope they're having a good time as we are. If it's okay, I want to just jump straight into maybe some lightning round questions as we end out. And then maybe if you could just give us one more call to action on where we can find your resources and how we can connect with you even more. So here, I'm going to throw out some lightning round questions and both of you can answer separately. Okay. Because these are some controversial questions. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Question number one, does sugar go in grits?
I think it depends on the occasion. I like me some savory grits with a dinner.
Yes. But if cheese, I'm, yeah. With a nice protein.
Yeah. But if I'm eating breakfast though.
Yes.
I got to have it with some sugar and butter, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's one song you have on repeat right now?
Oh my gosh. I have fallen in love. It's more so a CD. CeCe Winans' new album. I'm loving that CD.
Oh my goodness. See, I want to be honest.
Go ahead, be honest. Just be transparent.
let me try to think. I want to make sure I remember the song.
You got some Drake.
No, honestly, the song that I've been listening to that's just been in my head, and this may throw some of y'all off because I know y'all church folk, some church folk out there may be like, what? Jay-Z's Legacy song. It really is. It's been a joint for me recently. I've just been playing it and I just love it. Some of the stuff in the song I don't like, but the general concept, legacy, 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 black excellence, baby, we gonna let them see. That right there for me, just the chorus. I can just bump the chorus over and over and over again, and I'm just like, I want that for my people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite clothing accessory you have in rotation right now?
Clothing accessory. I would have to say I actually have them on now. I got some Cole Haan white shoes.
Yeah.
I will wear those with anything. Yeah. And they're very comfy.
Yeah. Aside from like, I don't know, is a shoe an accessory?
That's okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I ain't got all the accessories right now. I've been sporting T-shirts and jeans, so I don't have room for – I love ties, but I don't have any – recently I started wearing these Hoka shoes, and these bad boys, man, they great for your feet. Let me tell you something. I'm 41, man, And anything I can get that can help me with these knees and this back, I'm taking it. And these Hoka shoes with the thick soles.
They're not the prettiest, but they are.
No, they get the job done.
Okay, last one. If you can wave a magic wand and make any food healthy, what food would you choose?
Cake.
Yeah.
It's gonna be chocolate ice yellow cake and chocolate chip cookies and
I would say brownies.
Chocolate and brownies and ice cream.
I would say brownie. Yeah. Yes. Hands down.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Hey, give us more information. Where can we connect with you? What link should I include in the episode notes so that they can click on it and take maybe a next action step that you would like?
Yeah. So if you want to just follow us, know more about us, get the book or our YouTube page or our resources, you can go to seanandlynette.com. From that website, you can get the book. Go to our YouTube, all of that. So that's just one link that'll take you everywhere, seanandlynette.com.
And you can also get Marriage in Transition from anywhere where books are sold online. We actually recorded our own audiobook as well. And so you'll hear Sean and Lynette actually reading our own book. You know, sometimes it's weird when you get a book on Audible and the person who, you know, you expecting to read it ain't reading it. But we went ahead and did ours. So we both in there. You know what I'm saying? So get the audio book and you can check us out on YouTube at Life with Sean and Lynette.
So Phenomenal Family, I'm actually going to bribe you to take action on what they just said. So if you click the episode notes right here, you're going to get every links to their YouTube video. You're going to get the links to their book. And if you buy their book or follow them or take any action step whatsoever, just send me a screenshot and I'm actually going to give you a free gift. It's valued at least $47, but I will give it away to you for free because I want to bribe you to surround yourself with positive content. Okay. And so all you have to do is just subscribe or follow or go ahead and invest in yourself and buy the book and get the audiobook as well. And just send me a copy. Let me know you did it. Show me the receipts, you know, and I will be happy to send you the bonuses that I have in connection with that. Pastor Sean and Lynette, I'm actually going to give you the last word. Is there just anything you want to say to the Phenomenal Family before we let them go?
Fight for your legacy. Your life is so significant. It's so important. And I believe that God placed us here. And for some of us, it's to change your marriage, is to change your family line. For some of you, it's just to enhance it. Some of you all who are listening, you came from a background where your family, you know, they did a great job laying a foundation for you and you had a great image of what family is. Don't blow that. You stand on the shoulders of those giants and you represent them well. You represent both the kingdom and your family name. And that ought to mean so much to us. But for some, we came from some broken homes. We came from a broken environment. But that is not an excuse. It's the ground. It's the soil for the seed of your potential to increase and for God to create within you something that'll be passed down from generation to generation to generation. And so fight for it with everything that you have within you. Dream big, because I'm a living witness that God will take you from the ghetto and travel you around the world and give you a platform where your pain all of a sudden just becomes a testimony of what it is that God can do when we're willing to trust him and surrender to his hand.
Amen. Listen, Phenomenal Family, we promised you that over 4 to 5 minutes, we would give you 4 to 5 tips to fortify the future of your marriage. And I think we did just that. Phenomenal Family, don't forget to click the link in the episode notes so you can claim your bonuses. Partner with Pastor Sean and Lynette Reed as they are building legacies out here. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
What is up, Phenomenal Family? I really hope you enjoyed that talk with Pastor Sean and Lynette. And I have a special offer for you. I think it's time for us to take our relationship to the next level. What I mean by that is we would love to do some personal one-on-one coaching with you and your family. Now, obviously, this has to be something that we do on a limited basis because there are about 1,000 to 2,000 of you listening right now and only two of us. But if this sounds like something that you're interested in, there's two ways you can get it. Number one, join the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. You'll automatically get an hour of free coaching from us, absolutely free. It's actually included in, you know, you being a part of the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. If you're already a part of the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle and we haven't had a chance to talk and meet yet, please send us an email, send us a message so we can get that on the calendar and set up as soon as possible. If you join this week, I would love for us to get a chance to sit down for maybe an hour and then just clarify some action steps for you. Maybe create some accountability where we can text you throughout the week just to see how you're doing on your action steps. But let's say you don't want to join the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle, but you still would like the coaching. Well, if you click the link in the episode notes, you'll still be able to hop on the calendar and get your coaching as well. So there are two options. Number one, join the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. Get access to all of our training courses, including our Marriage MBA course, our Phenomenal Fighting course, and our Spiritually Balanced Family course. You get access to all of that forever. So as we update it, you'll still have access to it. And just so you guys know, that's actually a whole book that we have. But instead of printing a book, what we did is we wanted to make videos that we can share and actually show you what we're talking about instead of you having to read through another marriage book. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, click the link in the episode notes and get access to the Phenomenal Family Inner Circle. Secondly, if you would just like the coaching, then there's a link for you to do that as well. So hopefully we can continue this conversation on a live coaching call. See you soon. Bye.